gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. Welcome to the Viral Report.
I'm Lamar.
All right, so let's get this thing going. Now, it looks like Jacquees Berman Webster II, a.k.a. rapper Travis Scott, is trying to do some damage control as more information comes out about his latest concert where 8 attendees lost their lives. If you're unfamiliar with this story, over the weekend, Travis held an Astroworld Fest concert in his hometown of Houston, Texas, where fans broke through several event barricades, rushing into the concert, causing fans to trample over each other, fatally injuring 8 people. After the concert started, some fans were even seen passing out. Now, from what I could gather online and, you know, what I kind of researched, it seemed like the stampede started during the daylight, and later, after sunset, more fans started to pass out and die during Travis's performance. Y'all can correct me down below if that's incorrect, okay? But based off my research and what I've been reading, that is what happened. People on social media and the concert attendees are saying Travis just looked on as people were dying.
Oh, hell no!
I'll give my opinion on that later in the video. If you haven't seen some of the viral footage, take a look.
Like in fucking hell, bro. Like it felt like we was in a concert in hell. You couldn't breathe, you couldn't see. Like, just imagine all the people they gonna find tonight who was in that crowd, who nobody could see, who nobody could hear, who passed out, and everybody was just trampling on top of them the whole fucking concert. Like, I'm thinking it's probably gonna be like at least 100 people who dead tonight. Like, I kid you not. Like, in the VIP section, it was so many bodies laid out. People was getting pulled out who was fainted, and the people were trying, the medics were trying to give them CPR, and they was flipping them over, and like they was literally turning black and blue. Like, I never seen death in my fucking life, bro. Just by me alone, it was probably like 10 fucking people laid out dead. And like, once the medics tried to help them, they wasn't responding. They moved to the next person. It was nothing they could have do. Like this shit really fucked me up and like really spooked me tonight. Like, that was like some demonic shit. Like, and what was so crazy, like, people were screaming help, trying to tell Travis Scott. It was like help. The whole crowd was just going like help, help, help. And he just kept going, bro. It was like, that shit was scary, bro. It was so demonic, bro. And mind you, y'all see the type of music I make. Y'all see everything, like, you know, like, I've been so heavily influenced by Travis. But like, after tonight, bro, like, God really showed me, like, you know, like, stay away from that shit, bro. Like, that shit not for you. Cause like, he sacrificed so many people's lives tonight, like, for real. Like, so many people's lives are gone tonight because they wanted to go to a fucking Travis Scott concert and have fun. You know, he influenced people to be raging and all this shit. So many people broke in, and it was just chaos, bro. It was a living fucking hell, bro. Imagine seeing all those dead bodies, and that was just by me.
Well, after that went down, the hot water started to pour as the lawsuits quickly started flooding into Live Entertainment and Travis's inbox. One Houston injury attorney said he just recently submitted 7 cases for various clients. And famed clout chasing attorney Benjamin Crump is also representing victims of the concert. Now, he's the same one that defended the George Floyd family. Travis's camp is saying he will cover 100% of the funeral costs for his concert victims. That's a possible lie. If Travis and his team was smart, I'm sure they've already purchased liability insurance in advance for situations where fans are seriously injured. So that's what's likely is going to financially support the burial costs of the victims. If y'all think Travis is digging into his own bank account for these victims, think again, all right? Travis also released an apology video, and fans are not feeling this video. Why? Because I say that his emotions are just as dry as his music.
Prayers to the ones that was lost last night. We're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time. You know, my fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I just stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know? I could just never imagine the severity of the situation. We've been working closely with everyone to just try to get to the bottom of this, the City of Houston, HPD, Fire Department, you know, everyone to, you know, help us figure this out. So if you have any information, please just contact your local authorities. Everybody continue to just keep your prayers. I mean, I'm honestly just devastated. I could never imagine anything like this just happening. I'm gonna do everything I can to keep you guys updated. Just keep you guys informed on what's going on. Love you all.
All right, so y'all just seen Travis Scott's apology video. Now, this is the part of the video that's gonna hurt some feelings, okay? Now, people are really pissed because they say it lacks emotion from him. I really don't understand what people expect from celebrities like Travis Scott. You think just because you're putting money into his pockets and you as a fan have an unhealthy, non-existing relationship with him, he's supposed to care about you in the same manner? I think not. He doesn't know you. Why do we as fans and consumers expect celebrities to have the same kind of respect and admiration we have for them? And the only reason you have said love, respect, and admiration for that particular artist or any particular artist is because you like their music. None of us know these people personally. Here's a wake-up call. Are y'all ready? Are you really ready? Because this is gonna sting for a lot of these fans out here. Fans, stans, people who worship these damn celebrities. Travis Scott doesn't know you, okay? So therefore, Travis Scott feels he's done nothing wrong other than carry out his job duties, okay, folks? I'm gonna say that again. Travis Scott does not feel he's done nothing wrong other than carry out his job duties performing for the crowd. You know, people were upset that he didn't stop his show because fans were passing out. Fans pass out at these concerts all the time, okay? This is nothing new. Is he supposed to stop his performance for each drug-induced fan who passes out? Don't get mad at me. Travis Scott is a 30-year-old man with a fan base ranging from 16 to about 22 or 21 years old. There was even one man who paid hundreds of dollars for tickets and flew into Houston with his 9-year-old son to attend the concert. What kind of parent takes a 9-year-old to see his 30-year-old favorite rapper? Huh? And I'm sure that this 9-year-old is probably his best friend. You know, it's just crazy. And to think that the police chief of Houston warned Travis Scott about the crowd and Travis did nothing. When we look back at some of the footage, doesn't seem like the security was doing much. And there was 50,000 people at the concert. And a lot of these attendees were children under the age of 13. Why were anybody damn near 9 through 16 at this concert? That's what I want to know. And if parents were sending their 10-year-old children to a Travis Scott concert, they don't really know anything about Travis Scott. They haven't researched him. They haven't listened to the lyrics in his music. It's depressing. It's about as depressing as Juice WRLD. I'm not saying what Travis Scott did was right, but how is Travis Scott exactly responsible for some of these people who are mostly adults? These are people who consumed alcohol and drugs before the concert and probably popped some drugs while they were at the concert so they can feel more in line with the vibe of the show. Come on. All these people were not trampled on. So let's be real. Y'all saw the video I played earlier where the guy was saying that the show had a demonic feel. That's Travis Scott's music. It's all demonic, from his lyrics to his tone. You know, these people went to a demonic show to vibe with a demonic artist and his music. And they expected what? A smooth sailing from a bunch of teens and adults, mostly under the form of some sort of influence. Now remember, I'm not saying everybody at the concert was under some sort of influence, but a fair amount of them were. You don't go to these type of concerts and listen to these type of music and not pop something. And I'm sorry people lost their lives, but injuries and provoked violence at Travis Scott concerts are nothing new. Even the cowardly artist himself has provoked violence at his concerts.
Straight from Mexico, Paulo Quintana. Get that motherfucker, get him! You tried to take my shoe? You wanna be a thief? Fuck him up! 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 Get him out of here! Get him out of here! Boo! 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 Fuck his ass up!
All right, so y'all just saw Coward Scott jumping into the crowd and then got mad when someone tried to take his shoe and then gonna try to, jump a little forward. Homeboy, what were you gonna do? Hit the little white boy? A lot of your fans are white. Come on. I mean, come on, man. I tell you, these rappers are something else. You think those pair of sneakers were the only pair he owned. Why jump into a crowd of people if you're concerned about your shoes? You know, but this is the same man that mostly doesn't have common sense to look up at the camera when he's taking a photo. So, you know, it kind of makes sense that he would get mad if someone tried to steal his shoe while he jumps into a crowd of thousands of people. Next time, Travis Scott or any rapper who may be listening to this, who's performing at a concert, how about you take off your damn shoes? All right, so in closing, it's going to be interesting to see how these lawsuits pan out, you know? And you can best believe before the insurance companies start handing out any money, they're going to be following the autopsies of these individuals closely. And I'm betting if drugs are found in the body of the deceased, the family ain't getting nothing, okay? So nope. Travis ain't about to take money from his kid's mouth to give to the family of people he don't give a shit about. After all, he doesn't know you, and he feels he didn't harm you or one of your relatives. So if the financial burden isn't on him, then all the better. But for optics' sakes, they'll say that the burial expenses are coming from Travis Scott. Okay, and Travis is also said to be partnering with Better Health, a network of mental health professionals, to offer mental health services for free to anyone who attended his Astro World concert who may need to talk through their trauma. He'll also be refunding all concert goers in full. So if you don't know that information, if you attended the concert, reach out to the venue so you can get your money back. Alright, so this is the part of the video where I want to know, what do you think of this entire mess? Let me know your thoughts down below. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. I love you for watching. I'll see that beautiful face in the next one. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.